Secessionist movements are becoming increasingly common worldwide. Just last week, 93% of Kurdish people in northern Iraq voted in favour of an independent state. And as The Wire reported on Tuesday, the Spanish region of Catalonia also overwhelmingly voted in favour of secession, despite police attempts to halt the vote. As international opposition to Kurdistan rises, The Wire's Aislinn Rossi investigates what's behind these movements and whether they're ever likely to succeed.
Iraqi Kurdish people have campaigned for independence for generations. And last week, a historic referendum called for an independent Kurdistan in what is now the semi-autonomous north of Iraq. I caught up with Queensland Professor Tristan Dunning to talk about why the Kurds want a home state.
They see themselves as a unique ethnicity and a unique population. They have a different language, various dialects of Kurdish. They also have been historically discriminated against in Iraq, in particular during the Anfal campaign and the Halabja chemical weapons massacre in the 1980s. Often their identity has been denied, so it's kind of natural that they would want to have an independent state.
Today, the Iranian and Turkish leaders met publicly to stand in opposition to the Kurdish referendum, despite the country's historically frosty relations. They said they would not accept what they call an illegitimate vote. In the days following this vote, Iraq moved military into the region and Iran closed its borders and issued a flight ban. The 30 million strong Kurdish population is often described as the largest ethnic minority without a home state. Dunning explains that the significant numbers of the minority in Iran and Turkey make this referendum a divisive issue.
In Turkey, the Kurdistan Workers' Party has been fighting insurrection since the 80s, which has led to the death of over 40,000 people. The Turkish state is very sensitive about talks about territorial sovereignty, and this also again stems back from the First World War when the Ottoman Empire was broken up and you have the invasion of Turkish Anatolia. For Iran, it's a similar kind of thing. There's a substantial Kurdish minority. Iran is a very ethnically diverse and culturally diverse state. And so the fear is that should there be more autonomy for a Kurdish minority, that this would then provoke other minorities wanting to seek similar kind of autonomous status.
So where does the desire for self-determination come from? Damien Kingsbury from the Deakin University says that while these factors are complex, shared ethnicity and national identity often have a lot to do with it.
The Catalonia or the Catalans are recognised as a national group within Spain, so they are recognised within the Spanish constitution as having a distinct national identity. So having a national identity, having a particular culture, a particular language, and being located in a particular geographic area are usually seen as factors. They can also be prompted by things like wanting greater access to local resources, so what's known as the greed thesis, that some people simply believe that they're not getting enough wealth from their own soil or their own land or their own business or their own economy.
That greed thesis may sound familiar to Australians after WA put secession on the cards over their share of the GST. But while seceding may sound good on paper, Damien Kingsbury says that the attempt comes with significant risk.
It will really depend on what sort of external support it can get, because apart from anything else, Kurdistan is a landlocked territory, and whilst it has an economic base, principally around oil, it has to be able to export that oil. The European Union has so far said that it would not recognise Catalonia's bid for independence, so that would create a great difficulty in terms of Catalonia's trading relations.
Even for those few states that pull it off, secession comes with even more problems after the fact.
It's hard to see how it would work in practical terms. The only state that supports Iraqi Kurdish independence is Israel, which is kind of a bit of a kiss of death politically within the wider Middle East. And so this is actually something that's been levelled at the Kurds by both the Iranian leadership and the Turkish leadership, saying that this would be a new Israel to divide the pre-existing states. And there's a worry that there will be fragmentation because the country is, or the region is, landlocked. Without the acquiescence of another actor, obviously it's very trapped in terms of what it can do.
So with both Catalans and Kurds unlikely to get the outcome they want, is all of this worthwhile?
It can be seen as a bit of a step backwards in that it does provoke suspicion of Kurdish minorities in Syria, Iraq, Turkey and Iran. So in some ways it has brought the issue to light and to international spotlight, but in other ways it has no doubt provoked suspicion of separatism.
Tristan Dunning from the University of Queensland, closing that report from The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.